Broadcasting live from Talk Radio 1190, I present to you the rambunctious, rambling ring of righteous rangers, readying our rockers to ring your rosies and ruffle your rump hairs. The daring and decadent defenders of diligence, digesting and delivering today's decorative and diverse details to this declared dimensional demographic. I present to you
the boys!
And now, our feature presentation. JDs and Lintzelmen, Goys and Burls, welcome in to the Zaboys Power Hour. I've got Miss Cassie to my left.
Hey.
I got Jim the Brain Box to my right.
Hello, hello.
And Will the Violator Shotwell back there on the glass with the ones and twos. What you up to, Will?
Hey, hey.
All right, your usual host, Chris Positive C. Edwards. He's out. He's recording a brand new album with his band, Forget Conformity.
Oh,
check
yeah.
them out,
oh,
man.
Yeah.
Very cool. Very cool metal band. So he asked me to come on in. My name's Daniel Wayne Brown, DWB.
D-W-B.
I answered a lot of things. But,
man,
we got a lot. Thank you. Wow. But we've got a lot going on today, man. We've got topics like, what the heck is Jerry Rice doing right now? Unfortunately, we've got the death of the Cowboys, guys. Big money spending in Hollywood. And the Power Rangers release the Heisenberg.
Yes.
Brian Cranston?
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
We've got a cook. Rangers.
All right. Well, first of all, Jim, what you got for us here in the first segment?
Well, you know, guys, the end is near.
Oh, wow.
And you and I all have a front row seat to watch the fireworks. Yes.
I love fireworks, man.
Yesterday, Donald Trump was sworn into office as POTUS. And the world went crazy.
You know, whenever I first saw somebody write POTUS, I was like, man, what the heck is POTUS?
Yeah, right.
And then people were putting like FLOTUS for First Lady. And I was seriously 3 months behind before I figured out what the heck anyone was talking about.
Now, it's a weird acronym. Just like
President of the United States.
So what's the Supreme Court? Supreme Court of the SCOTUS or SCOTUS or something like that?
Sounds good to
another
me, man.
One, yeah. But you know what? Okay, maybe it wasn't the world that went crazy. Maybe it was just Washington, D.C.
So what happened with the POTUS?
It's been crazy.
Well, you know, well, like I said, Washington went nuts. We'll talk about that a little bit later, though. The truth of the matter is that President Trump is now our president-elect. And within the first few hours of being so, he's already signed an executive order.
Yeah, man. I actually got a text from my brother. He's very heavy news guy. So I was asking him because I just got my W-2 back. I don't know if you guys have got your W-2s. And yeah. I was waiting on whether or not I should go file my taxes because I knew with the new House and Senate and with Trump coming in, they kept saying that they wanted to repeal Obamacare. Well, whenever you go file your taxes, me personally, I'm slapped with a pretty huge penalty because I'm not enrolled. So it's like $800-900 or something like that. So I asked my brother, I was like, man, you think I should wait? Well, turns out, I guess yesterday, after all the inauguration and everything, he signed some sort of executive order or something to put a freeze on those penalties.
Yep.
So that affects me well. I mean, that's $800 in my pocket.
So that's great for a lot of people. It's a great first move, actually, as president. I mean, giving back to people to stimulate the economy, basically, is what that is. And maybe it's a sign of what's to come. Maybe Obamacare is out the window. Maybe it's not. We'll see. But there's been a lot going on with him already. I mean,
man, there was a lot of fireworks yesterday.
Yeah, yeah. Literally fireworks.
I thought they were gunshots.
I mean, we're talking about a guy who's already pledged to roll back on the climate change initiatives that Obama put into place. You've also got things where he's referring to America as the American Carnage.
The American Carnage.
It's kind of like a title he's now created, basically stating that we're in this like depraved, horrible situation with all these these empty factories and you know, people out of jobs and just the world, or I guess we're against each other, which we've seen now.
It sounds like a sequel to the Tom Hardy Mad Max.
Right.
Like, Mad Max, American Carnage.
Yes, that's actually the working title.
It's nice, man.
Hollywood just called. They said, yeah, we're running this one now. I mean, what have you guys been seeing out there from the inauguration, though? I mean, besides riots and
besides the obvious stuff.
Yeah.
Well, go ahead, Cassie.
I mean, y'all know me. I'm not really all about this personally. Mm-hmm. But I did watch the inauguration after the fact just because I slept through it. And I saw some awesome highlights where George Bush was getting slapped in the face with whatever he was wearing.
His poncho?
Yes, for real. The
poncho!
It would blow. The wind was blowing because I could see the cameraman shaking. Trump's hair never moved, by the way, at all.
No, never.
It stayed stiff as a board. And then here's President, ex-President George Bush a couple feet behind him, smiling, and next thing you know, his, I don't know what it was, poncho just smashes him in the face. And he did it multiple times, not just once.
It's ironic that he's wearing a poncho, by the way, at the inauguration.
He was just trying to avoid the golden showers.
It was a plastic poncho.
Right on.
It was still hilarious. That's all I got from it.
Well, though. I didn't get to see it. I was at work. Mm-hmm. It's the middle of the day on Friday.
Yeah,
yesterday. And I'm listening to it on WBAP on the iHeartRadio app. And
it's a great app, by the way.
Man, I was just listening to the speech. Yeah, nice plug, by the way. iHeartRadio app. Listen now. But I was listening, and I couldn't believe the speech, man, because as I'm listening, of course, I'm getting a very right-leaning narrative to it because Rush Limbaugh is kind of anchoring the situation. But apparently, all of the former presidents are on the stage behind Trump. Mm-hmm. And in his speech, man, he is blasting the establishment and everything. And I just couldn't believe it. Like, just so unapologetic. It was some straight fire. But you wouldn't expect anything less
from Trump. Yeah.
Right. From the straight fire from the campaign.
He's been doing it this whole time. Why would he stop there?
Right.
Speaking of his speech, I'm not sure if y'all have heard about this. There's been a comparison to his speech and the speech that Bane makes in the Batman movie about how
Bane.
We're going to taking Washington, D.C. and giving it back to the people.
Uh-huh.
And Bane says they're taking Gotham and giving the power back to the people.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of, it's become a meme at this point, obviously. But
yes.
It was stated. Now, there's another one saying that he stole a bunch of lines from B-movie. That one's completely false.
From B-movie?
From B-movie. Yeah. Like that one where the lady and the bee fall in love that everybody's also has issues
it's
with.
It's the bees. Jerry Seinfeld. We gotta free the bees.
Is it Jerry Seinfeld?
Yeah, Jerry Seinfeld plays the bee.
Oh, wow.
What's the deal with all these flowers not getting pollinated?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, so are we supposed to sit around and wait for Christian Bale to save us, or is that happening?
I'd say, is it time for a Batman?
Guys, I'm not the host that you need.
I'm just waiting for him to like come out for Halloween dressed in a Bane costume and just be like, oh, don't worry, people here.
Yeah, but
I am the POTUS.
Exactly.
No one will defeat me.
But back to that point, I mean, it is kind of a generic speech.
Most definitely.
You know, I mean, that's what the crowds want to hear. And that's one thing that I noticed about the Trump inauguration speech was that it was very much – he wasn't playing to the establishment, to the politicians, to Washington at all. He was playing to the people. And the crowd there loved it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been a lot of
backlash.
Well, a lot of people saying that not so many people showed up to the Trump rally. What do you have on that?
Well, okay. I mean, I've seen some images. I'm kind of confused by it. They're saying back in 2009 when Obama came in that the entire inauguration event was just packed.
Like the whole National Mall.
Just everything. Just standing room only.
Yeah.
Like a sea of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a comparison picture for 2017 now. And there's a lot more open space. But I guess my concern there is then if you go and watch the actual when the speech started, that looks just as packed when the two pictures are side by side.
Right.
So I'm wondering if this picture for 2017 was an aerial shot early in the morning before everybody got up and actually got out there.
Right.
And it's just a media spin. Or if it really was the population of the event was that much lower.
But you don't know either because, like, with all the people backlashing Trump and everything, too, they might have had security a little tight. So they might have wanted to have a smaller crowd due to that. Because I noticed in his speech there were areas where there weren't people, but who's to say that, you know, they had security going around asking people to clear some areas out just to make room for cameras or something?
Yeah, just depending upon the news source, it's hard to say just because different news sources are going to want to spin different things in different ways.
Yeah, well, I wasn't there. I don't know.
Guys, I noticed that we got to keep rolling right along here. So if you want to chime in and join us here at the boys, you can always check us out or call us at 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190. Make sure you check out any of our past shows as well at theboysmedia.com. Stick around. We'll be right back.
iHeartRadio just got even better. with services and features no one else has. Real live radio and your music in one app. Plus, unlimited skips. Play any song. Instantly replay or add songs directly to your playlist that you hear on the radio. Even take your music offline to listen data-free. There is nothing else like it.
I'm Lady Gaga.
Bruno Mars.
Blake Shelton.
Katy Perry.
Welcome to the world of iHeartRadio.
Open the app or download it now. The new and improved iHeartRadio. Get it today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
For a limited time, now through the end of January, Mike will give you 2 standard Queen My Pillow premiums and 2 Go Anywhere pillows for just $99.98. This offer won't last long. Call or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to click on the Radio Listener Special and use promo code IHEART. That's MyPillow.com. Click on Radio Listener Special, promo code IHEART.
Monster Energy Supercross, brought to you by Metro PCS. Featuring Toyota, the official vehicle of Supercross. Meet the riders and get their autographs at the Monster Energy Pit Party. Stop by any Quick Trip location and pick up a can of Monster Energy to recycle at the pit entrance for your free admission to the Pit Party. Right now, Quick Trip has special pricing on Monster Energy. 2 for $4. Get your tickets at participating Yamaha dealers and online at Ticketmaster.com. Additional fees apply. Must have found event ticket to enter Pit Party. February 11th at AT&T Stadium.
iHeartRadio just got even better with services and features no one else has. Live radio and your music in one app. Plus, get unlimited skips. Play any song. Instantly replay or save songs from the radio to your personal playlist. And listen to your music offline, data free. 3 great choices. iHeartRadio free. iHeartRadio Plus. iHeartRadio All Access. Powered by Napster. Pick the one that's right for you. The new and improved iHeartRadio. Open the app or download it now.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali MicroPlush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Looking for a way to show you're a diehard Cowboys fan? Cowboys and Aggies fans, wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Hey there, and good evening from the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center. I'm Will Shotwell with Here's the Boys Power Hour forecast. Looks like tonight we're going to have partly cloudy skies and a low around 49. Tomorrow it's going to be pretty windy and a high around 64. This report's brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
You're listening to The Boys. I'm Jim the Brain Box.
Is that who you are?
That's who I think I am. And it is time for Grand Slam Sports with your host, DWB.
Well, thank you, Jim, and thank you, Ozzy. We're going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys a little bit. You know, so many times this year on Mondays, we're celebrating victories. It's Victory Monday, yes. So many times. And, man, this Monday, it was gloomy.
It was.
This Monday was rough, man. Yeah, we, you know, that awesome season, that 13-3 season led by this Dak mania culture going in. We got the number one seed. We got this.
Felt great.
And then we got Aaron Rodgers. We got Rodgers.
We got refs.
So hard.
We got beat by the refs.
Yeah, that is, well, that's a big debate this week.
True. Because, very true.
So what he's referring to is the big Bryce Butler penalty in the first quarter.
Mm-hmm. Bunch kinda, of BS.
It killed the second drive. And I've never seen this penalty called before.
No. I had to look it up.
Yeah, so what the penalty was Bryce Butler was confused. He thought he was in the play. So he comes from the sideline. He gets in the huddle and realizes he's not supposed to be in the play, so he gets the heck out.
Yeah.
Well, apparently that's against the rules because that's against the rules because you're not allowed to trick defenses with personnel. It's very technical. But it was a personal foul.
For what, 15?
For 15 yards. So here we are. The net loss on the penalty actually ended up being 37 yards because of this call on something none of us had ever heard of.
Yep.
But then again, you know, we got away with some penalties. They got away with some penalties. At the end of the day, we got Rodgers. Mm-hmm. We lost the game because we gave up three touchdowns on three consecutive drives at the end of the day. And that's rough. But we have a very bright future. We have a man named Rain Dakota Prescott. And what's really cool about Dak Prescott is how we got him. Now, everyone wants to think that we're some kind of evil geniuses. And, man, we knew that we wanted this guy.
Yeah.
Oh, we got to get him. Well, no, that's not necessarily true because we got him in the fourth round. If we really wanted him, we'd have pulled the trigger in the first or second. You know what I mean? So, actually, at the end of the first round, we tried to trade up to get Paxton Lynch, who ended up getting drafted by the Broncos. And then later in the draft, we tried to trade up and get Connor Cook, who ended up going to the Raiders and looking terrible.
Thank goodness.
And then in the fourth round, with our second pick, which was a consolation pick for giving up DeMarco Murray, so thank you for giving up DeMarco Murray. We got Dak because of it. We're like, yeah, I guess we'll give this Dak Prescott a try.
Right.
Well, Jason Garrett apparently really liked this guy, and he really liked him for a reason. And so we got him, man. He's kicking butt this year. It's awesome. So we're looking really great going into the future. I mean, we got this offensive line set up, Mr. Tyron Smith, Zach Martin, Travis Frederick. We got the bulldozers up front. We got Zeke. Oh, my gosh, man.
We were ready.
That guy, feed him. Feed that guy the ball. I've never seen that. You know, I remember the first week whenever he got up and he started doing that feed me motion. I was like, what in the
heck? What is this?
Yeah.
Are you hungry?
Right.
Do you need some Skittles?
He was hungry.
Yeah. Right,
it's time for Snickers. He's not being himself.
Yeah, he had to get a like Brad Sham or something like that to tell the public. No, he's like saying, "Feed me."
Yep.
We're losing a lot of players on defense, but man, the future of the Cowboys is looking really bright,
it
and
really
I'm excited
is.
About it. I mean, we're really just like a pass rush away from like being a really true contender.
Yeah, it's time to build that dynasty.
Yeah, I mean, we're a DeMarcus Ware away. You know,
yes, sir.
This line is horrendous. So we got it. Not our offensive line, our defensive line.
Our defense, yeah.
Now, I've written a Cowboys eulogy, but before we get to the Cowboys eulogy, which I'm going to read, Tony Romo.
Oh, yeah.
This is the elephant in the room.
Yes.
So we're sitting in this situation with Dak Prescott, and we're sitting with the situation to trade or not to trade.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all want to trade or not to trade?
I think they're going to trade.
Did you just Old Yeller him? Did you just Old Yeller?
Maybe. Took him out to the shed and shot him.
Now, it's kind of a situation because you got an old quarterback who looks like he still got it, which we saw from the Philly game.
Yeah.
And we got to try to find a trade partner for this busted up dude.
But he looks like he still got it. We got to create some income so we can fill the holes.
That's right.
The general idea.
That's the idea. And he has such a big cap hit number because he makes so much money that we really can't afford to keep him for all the spots on the defense. But really, moving forward, and after this year, I was so down on Monday.
It's time to trade.
I mean, Sunday, after the game, I was trying to be really positive because I could tell everyone was down. But, man, Monday hit me, and I was down myself. And so this week, I ended up writing a eulogy to lay to rest this 2016-2017 Cowboys season, and it goes like this. Dearest 2016-2017 Dallas Cowboys, you are a beautiful flower. Not a flower whose seed was sown intentionally, yet there you were. A wildflower, some might say. For it wasn't by intelligent design that you came to us, but by winds of luck and divine mercy carrying its precious little Dak seed into our hard and barren soil. And as that little Dak penetrated our trusting and willing surface, it brought forth life and promise. What does one think of when he or she hears of the Dallas Cowboys? Some say America's team, and some say overrated. Some revel in basking in the past and former glories of that great empire, while others jeer and cast them out. As for me, I liken these Dallas football Cowboys unto the Hebrew people. Just as in the days of old when Moses set forth to lead the Hebrew people out of bondage unto the promised land, so came Tony Romo as our Moses to lead this chosen people back to that which was rightfully ours, another championship. For years, we toiled in the desert behind false prophet quarterbacks such as Quincy Carter, Anthony Wright, Ryan Leaf, Chad Hutchison, Quincy freaking Carter again, Vinny Testaverde, and Drew Bledsoe. All before a boy from humble beginnings came to lead us out of bondage. A boy named Antonio Ramiro Romo.
That's my quarterback, man.
What followed was unlike anything any cowboy I had seen for a decade. Prancing and dancing, dashing and daring, number 9 began to carry this team to heights we hadn't seen for years, bringing hope for all to see. But in the camp, we were thirsty for a championship, just as the Hebrew children were thirsty in the desert. You see, the Lord instructed Moses to speak to a rock in the desert and promised that out of that rock would flow water to replenish his people. But Moses disobeyed and struck the rock out of anger. The Lord honored his promise by providing water from the rock for the people, but punished Moses. Moses, though leading the chosen people out of bondage to the promised land, would not himself be allowed to enter the promised land because of his disobedience. And just like that rock to Moses, came Jessica Simpson and Carrie Underwood to Tony. Instead of just speaking to this rocks, as the Lord intended, Tony tapped these rocks. Tony tapped those bleach blonde voluptuous rocks real good. And because of it, was cursed. Because of that, Tony could never enter into the promised land, and football God brought unto us his people, Dakota Rain Prescott, our Joshua. He gave unto us commandments on a repetitive ginger tablet in the form of Jason Garrett. The commandments read as follows. Thou shalt not stray from the process. Thou shalt take each situation day by day. Thou shalt be the best version of thyself. Thou shalt stack good days on top of good days. Thou shalt trust thy offensive line. Thou shalt control the ball as long as humanly possible because thy defense kinda sucks and you don't want those guys on the field. And finally, thou shalt hand the ball to Ezekiel Elliott. Thou shalt hand it to him a lot. It was withholding these commandments that these Dak Prescott Cowboys began a campaign unprecedented by any rookie before. After suffering a loss in their first contest, they forged forward for a brilliant 13-3 record season, matching the greatest win-loss regular season record for any Cowboys team in history, putting them at the forefront of all NFC contenders until that fateful day with the Green Bay Packers. The Packers came to Dallas to keep them from the promised land, led by Aaron Rodgers, who had seemingly sold his soul to the devil in exchange for unhuman abilities to throw perfect passes at all times. The Cowboys fell behind quickly, 21-3, and all hope seemed lost. That day, they broke the football God's third commandment, "Thou shalt be the best version of thyself." Whoops. But our Joshua, Dak Prescott, rose up and battled back against our cheesehead foes, and with the valiant help of the ex, Mr. Dez Bryant, they tied the game at 31 with 30 seconds remaining. At that point, as if Satan himself manifested in Aaron Rodgers with all of hell's power and fury in that right arm, he cast a dart right through our Cowboys' hearts. A perfect pass across his body that only a man possessed could deliver. And then that Mason Crosby buried our season with a 52-yard field goal. That bastard. So here we are, back to wander in the desert. But we have one thing. We have that precious little wildflower given to us like manna from heaven. We have hope. We have Dakota Rain Prescott. And as long as there is hope, there is a dream. So dream big, Cowboys Nation, and march on, for the end is near. Your promised land awaits.
iHeartRadio just got better.
We've always given you the best stations from across the country and personalized artist stations. Today, we introduce unlimited access to our iHeartRadio music library.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kelly Clarkson.
Millions of songs you can search and play on demand. Unlimited skips. Create your own playlists and take the music you love offline to listen without using data or needing a connection.
All your favorite radio stations and unlimited music all in one app.
Open the iHeartRadio app and try everything free for a month.
This is iHeartRadio.
Do you spend your nights going to the bathroom instead of sleeping? Can't sit through a movie or have trouble peeing? If so, you may be one of the 50% of adult men suffering from an enlarged prostate. If you suffer from a weak stream, frequent urgency, discomfort during urination, or even a diminished sex drive, then listen to this. There's now a major breakthrough to help get these problems under control. Prosvent is a doctor-formulated blend of natural herbs and nutrients specifically designed to help promote the health of your prostate. It's so effective, relief is guaranteed within 30 days.
This is wonderful stuff. Remarkable stuff. I wish someone had told me about it sooner.
To get a free bottle of Prosvent with your order, call 800-480-3869 or go to yourfreebottle.com and enter iHeart at checkout. Remember, call 800-480-3869 or go to yourfreebottle.com. That's 800-480-3869. Supplies are limited, so call 800-480-3869 now.
Hi, I'm David Bellman, inventor of the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. We wear our jewelry every day. But can you remember the last time you cleaned your jewelry? You wouldn't wear the same clothes day after day and never clean them. Yet jewelry sits on our hands, gathering up harmful bacteria loads, testing three times greater than that found on a public toilet seat. It's time to get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and buy my Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner. The Aquasonic Wave will remove all of that disgusting bacteria on your jewelry and give you professional jewelry cleaning results, the best you've ever seen. Your jewelry will be bright, shiny, and brilliant, just like the day you bought them. No scrubbing, no mess, just fresh, clean, sanitized jewelry right in the convenience of your own home. So get that nasty toilet seat off your finger and clean it with the Aquasonic Wave Jewelry Cleaner today.
The Aquasonic Wave is a fantastic gift. Order yours now at aquasonicwave.com. Enter promo code IHEART and receive free shipping, plus an extra 6 weeks supply of antibacterial hydrogel. That's aquasonicwave.com. Promo code IHEART.
Monster Jam. Presented by Metro PCS. AT&T Stadium, February 4th. Tickets on sale now.
Start off your pets year right. Get your male dog or cat fixed for just $20 this January, because unplanned litters create millions of pets with no place to call home. Happy Neuter Year. Call Spay Neuter Network or visit spayneuternet.org. Funded by PetSmart Charities.
Hey there, and good evening from the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center. I'm Will Shotwell with Here's a Voice Power Hour forecast. Looks like tonight we're going to have partly cloudy skies and a low around 49. Tomorrow's going to be pretty windy and a high around 64. This report's brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
The bitch came back the very next day. Oh, the bitch came back. Thought she was a goner, but the bitch came back. She couldn't stay away.
This is Talk Radio 1190, and you have the Zaboys.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is time for The Trend. If you want to join us here and answer some of these trend hashtags, because you know how we do this, then hit us up on Facebook.com/TheBoys Media Network or on Twitter at Zaboys Media. But right now, we actually have a very special caller. It is the one, the only positive C on the phone with us here, ladies and gentlemen. That is right.
All right. Hey, Chris, man, how you doing? How's recording going, buddy?
Oh, man, it is absolutely exhausting right now. We're on an hour, I think, six.
Nice.
10, so we got four more hours. We're overdubbing guitars right now. Probably go through vocals in about an hour and a half or so.
Man, but hour six of metal, man.
It's been treacherous.
Yeah, that's, I mean, about an hour show for metal, man. You're pouring sweat, so right. I can only imagine what you're looking like back there, man.
Someone's
sleeping.
Yeah, exactly. So
this is gonna be, it's going to be interesting in the way the rest of it goes. I'm really excited to be a guest on my own show. This is very strange.
Yeah, you're usually in the chair I'm sitting in.
Do anything now, especially being a guest on The Trend. because I've never been asked the questions before. I've only given them. So right. It'd be very interesting.
Hey, man, it's your baby. This is your baby here, and we're running with it. So
King,
you guys
ready
to start?
Yeah, what's baby number one?
Baby number one, hashtag I. The second trailer for the Power Rangers movie has released, and fans have finally seen what we've all been waiting for. A glimpse of Bill Hader as Alpha 5. Wait. I mean, Bryan Cranston as Zordon.
Wow.
The question, when you played Power Rangers as a kid, which one did you always want to be and why?
Chris, which Ranger were you, buddy?
Okay, so there are a couple of answers I'm going to give you right now. I was always Tommy. I love Tommy. Tommy was awesome. Tommy was the best Ranger.
Yeah.
He was cool. He wasn't, you know, he wasn't Jason. He wasn't the leader, but he should have been the leader. He was the Green Ranger and the White Ranger. He was awesome.
He became the leader.
If you're asking what Power Ranger I would want to be in, it was Yellow Ranger Trini.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Cassie, did you watch Power Rangers growing up? And if so, which one did you always fantasize as being?
Of course. I liked the Pink Ranger, but I also liked the Red Ranger,
Everybody
too.
Everybody wants to be in the Pink.
Now the Pink, she was the cute one, right?
Yeah, yes, she's the cute Kimberly. Girl. Okay. She's brunette. And I was like, oh, she's brunette.
She was
I'm
on
brunette,
Felicity.
So I'm her naturally, but deep down, I really wanted to be the Red Ranger.
All right, now to pull back the curtain a little bit, I wasn't allowed to watch Power Rangers growing up because I had a really strict parents. My Pentecostal pastor parents,
what?
Right?
What do the Pentecostals have against the Power Rangers?
All right, here Magic. You go, Chris. Here's what they got against it: they use martial arts, and martial arts is embedded in deep Eastern religion.
Okay.
And you watch yourself. So that's the same reason I wasn't allowed to. I couldn't watch X-Men, Ninja Turtles.
Oh, man.
Please tell me you were allowed to celebrate Halloween.
No.
Oh.
So I don't have
You're
a ranger.
Deprived child.
But man, I'll go with blue. That's my favorite color.
Okay, that'll work. That's okay.
Ah.
Violator?
You have a very open mind to be the blue Power Ranger if you know anything about that guy.
I don't, but I am intrigued.
Open mind there, DWB.
I am intrigued that they brought in the Heisenberg for the Power Rangers. What's Heisenberg doing?
Okay. Well, you want to hear some trivia, some Power Rangers trivia for you guys.
Uh-huh.
The blue Power Ranger was actually named after Bryan Cranston.
What?
His name was Billy Cranston.
Really?
Yes, and he was named after Bryan Cranston. That's
wow.
Why Bryan Cranston is now Zordon, because he already has a specific tie with the Power Rangers.
Woo! I didn't even know that. Look at that.
Now, not knowing much about the Power Rangers, I watched the trailer, and I saw Bryan Cranston come in,
yeah.
And it basically looks like the Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
Like this, like yeah. This
that was the idea. Originally, it was a head in a tube filled with mist. So they've revolutionized by making it computer cells, basically.
Literally the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Violator, who'd you play as?
I always liked being Tommy or Jason.
Oh, yeah.
Tommy's. I mean, Jason originally, because I started watching this show when I was real little, and like whenever the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers first came out, and you know the Green Ranger and the White Ranger weren't there yet.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jason was always my guy. I loved being Jason. And then after the introduction of the Green Ranger, and then whenever he got transformed into the White Ranger, at that point, I was
of course,
a Tommy fan
yes.
forever.
Oh, yeah, Tommy.
And
so
then
cool.
Tommy later on in a later season ended up going to be the Red Ranger.
And then black.
Oh, yeah, he was the Black Ranger,
silver.
Too.
I never saw that coming.
Okay. Moving right along, guys. Hashtag chicken and rice. 2010 NFL Hall of Fame inductee Jerry Rice recently teamed up with Popeye's Chicken for a commercial campaign that the African-American community is livid about, but also introduced us all to Wingovations, helpful tools to make your chicken eating experience easier while watching football. One of these is the Taste Mask.
The Taste Mask.
If you haven't seen this, you can find it at facebook.com/TheBoysMedia Network. The question, what is the worst celebrity endorsement you've ever seen?
Chris, what's the worst celebrity endorsement you've ever seen? Is it this one?
Yikes, no. I think Rafael Palmeiro with Viagra.
Ooh, I didn't even think of that.
It's pretty bad because think about this, guys. He told everyone in Congress, wagged a finger, I did not use steroids, yet you are a Latin male that needs enhancement pills and low T pills and all that stuff. You are not that machismo, man. That's because you did steroids and you can't get it up anymore. So, yeah, it's Rafael Palmeiro doing Viagra commercials. Yes.
The worst celebrity endorsement I think that I can remember is early in Travis Frederick's career mm-hmm. as a Dallas Cowboy. He had this radio campaign for this product for men's butt wipes.
Oh,
they're like wet wipes for your butt after you sit on the toilet. is so you can get all the dingleberries and whatever.
Medicaid.
Yeah, because he's the center of the Dallas Cowboys, so the quarterback's always going to have his hands up in you.
Wow.
So yeah, he was the spokesman.
Genius.
Yeah.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
Yes, you are.
I seriously don't have one.
You don't have one?
No, Valerie, you got one? I can't think of anything right now.
No,
okay, I got to say, my I think the worst was Ashton Kutcher in brown face as a Middle Easterner doing pop chips. That was recent.
In brown? What is brown
face? He dressed up like an Indian man. Like put on the ceremonial Indian garb that they used to dance in, and he like painted himself
so
super brown.
So Kelso as an Indian, the guru Kelso?
Yes, exactly.
Chris, I heard you had an interesting take on the Jerry Rice situation. I was listening to a radio show, and I actually, by chance, heard you call into the radio show about this Jerry Rice situation.
You were on another show? Cheater.
I was making an appearance on another show. Yeah, I apologize, guys.
It's all good, man.
Well, okay, my take on this is, okay, we've known that Popeyes is a company that will use African Americans as their they will use them as basically their target, their main target, right?
Yeah, their demographic.
Use the people in their commercials being African American to draw them in, feeding off stereotypes. The fake CEO on the commercials.
Yeah.
Well, is a black woman dressed in just like she works at Popeyes, right?
Yeah, her name's like Annie.
The actual CEO is a white lady. So why do they have to have the person that was? There's precedence to this, that they're using the stereotypes of black people love chicken just to peddle their product. And I don't agree with that. I think that's kind of silly. But I also think that it's silly to, you know, take too much offense to it. But black Twitter responds to everything.
What is, Chris, what is black Twitter? I don't have that app.
No. You have it. You have it. You just have to follow the right people. Like, on the regular Twitter.
Oh,
but if you're not following a whole bunch of black people, you don't have black Twitter.
You just got to search at black Twitter.
Okay.
No, it's not. I have black. Yeah, you can't find it that way. Even though they should start at black Twitter.
Okay.
Is that associated with the black market or?
No. More black tie events, maybe. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't have my black card. I don't have that high level black card anymore, especially because I'm recording a metal album. Kind of to turn in my level.
Is it not black metal?
I'm only level 5 now.
What's baby number 3 here, Thor?
Okay, baby number 3, hashtag grind my beans.
Grind my beans.
No, that is not a sexual pun.
Could be.
217 protesters were arrested Friday for breaking windows of shops like Starbucks and smashing ATMs after the presidential inauguration and acts of violent protest.
Mm-hmm.
Question, why?
Why?
That's it, why?
Why? Okay, I got a good one on this. Because those people aren't even interested in actually any type of unity or any type of protest. They just want to break stuff. Like, that's basically it. Like, have you never seen that kids like to break stuff? All those kids, they're all kids. They're not adults. No.
Exactly. It's
okay,
youths.
Let's be honest. You've seen the videos, guys. They're all multicultural, if not white kids, that are doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like even a lot of, like, the disenfranchised Mexicans and blacks that are even going out destroying things. It's all the I am in college liberal white kids that are joining up the fight but are doing this weird destructive thing. It's just like, it's like Woodstock 2000. They're just burning stuff and raping people. It's weird.
Oh, so you're saying that I really missed out because I could use a new TV. I could have gone to Washington, D.C. and protested and got one.
Yeah. But we're actually really civilized down here because all our protests like ended up, I don't know, with like maybe 4 arrests. So
yeah.
Cool.
Well, the ironic part is that Starbucks got vandalized, Bank of America got vandalized, and both of those companies actually donated to the Hillary campaign in the election. So it's, what are y'all doing? What are you doing here?
Okay, guys. Lastly, there's no hashtag for this. I simply want us to take a moment and recognize Detective Jerry Walker of the Little Elm Police Department for his bravery and service after falling in the line of duty this last week while engaging in a standoff. If you'd like to help support the families of fallen officers, go check out the RMS Listeners Foundation at russmartin.fm/donate. Past that, guys, Chris, it's been great having you here joining us, man. We are actually about to head out here on a little break. So if you guys want to join us for this last segment, you can always call us up at 817-787-1190 or 214-787-1190. Keep checking us out on Twitter at Zboys Media. We'll be back.
I had like memory foams, I had feather pillows, and I'd always wake up with neck pain. After sleeping on my pillow, I didn't wake up with the headaches. I was more aligned.
I didn't realize the connection between the pillow and sleep. When I switched to my pillow, I got a better night's sleep, and I love it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs, and it holds that support all night long to take the pressure off your shoulders and keep your neck aligned so you get the best night's sleep of your life.
My pillow is machine washable and dryable and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an amazing 10-year warranty. Plus, every My Pillow is made in the USA.
I personally guarantee that my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Through the end of January, get two standard Queen MyPillow premiums and two Go Anywhere pillows for just $99.98. Call or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to click on the radio listener special and use promo code IHEART. That's MyPillow.com. Click on radio listener special, promo code IHEART.
Here's former pro football linebacker Ben Lieber.
Bipro is the highest quality whey protein isolate you could buy. There's never any fillers, sugars, or additives, and it's naturally sweetened. It's what you need to build and maintain muscle. Right now, go to BiproUSA.com. That's BiproUSA.com. And when you buy 1 2-pound jar of Bipro, you get the second jar half off with the promo code IHEART. Plus, you get free shipping. It's BiproUSA.com. Buy 1 2-pound jar, get the second half off and free shipping with the promo code IHEART. Bipro, lean, clean protein.
Get your favorite fan even more wrapped up in their favorite team with Denali Microplush College and NFL blankets from the Northwest Company and sold at EliteTeam.com. These super soft blankets are machine washable and 100% made in the USA. Elite Team, the official blanket of pure fandemonium. Go to EliteTeam.com and save 10% with promo code IHEART.
Looking for a way to show you're a diehard Cowboys fan? Cowboys and Aggies fans, wrap yourself up in your favorite team blanket at EliteTeam.com.
Hi, can I help you pick out some flowers?
Yeah, I need a centerpiece, but these yellow ones are too bright for a fundraising event. Do you have anything in gamboge?
Gamboge?
Gamboge.
As a small business owner, you've got enough to deal with. Let the experts at Progressive insure your business so you can focus on gamboge. With over 30 commercial auto and business coverage options, we'll build a plan that's right for you.
Oh, and they need to be hypoallergenic.
Visit ProgressiveCommercial.com to get started. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
For more information about contests on this station, go to KFXR.com/rules.
Hey there, and good evening from the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer Weather Center. I'm Will Shotwell with Here's the Voice Power Hour forecast. Looks like tonight we're going to have partly cloudy skies and a low around 49. Tomorrow it's going to be pretty windy and a high around 64. This report's brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life.
She didn't just visit the sick and poor. She moved in with them because they needed help. Mother Teresa couldn't do it all, but she gave her all. Compassion. Pass it on. From the Foundation for a Better Life at values.com.
And now for something completely different.
It is time to join us here again on The Boys. Now for something completely different. But first, thank you for checking us out at TheBoysMedia.com. Now over to DWB for... what is it?
We're going downtown Browntown.
Downtown Browntown. Ooh, it's been a long time since we've been there.
Welcome, everybody, to downtown Browntown, where the streets are clean and the alleys are well lit.
Oh, yes.
We're going for something completely different. So here we are in 2017. Today's the 21st of January, 2017. Mm. And just in time to look back on the highest grossing movie actors of 2016, according to Forbes, Forbes magazine. But first, let's hear a little clip here from Denzel Washington that I pulled up. He was talking about acting a little bit.
What was your worst job?
I was a garbage man, like Troy.
Huh? Mm-hmm.
You get 8 hours worth of work, but you can do it in three. So you can go home as soon as you finish. Post office, you get 3 hours worth of work and you make it last eight. I did both.
Really?
I like being a garbage man better. But they weren't bad jobs. It's like people say, oh, the difficulty of making a movie. I'm like, send your son to Iraq. That's difficult. It's just a movie. It's like, relax. I don't play that precious nonsense. Oh, we're moving over. Get out of here. You know, your son got shot in the face. That's difficult. Making a movie is a luxury. It's a gift. It's an opportunity. And most importantly, it's a gift. Obviously, everybody here is talented enough to do that. But Don't get it twisted. It's just a movie. It ain't that big a deal.
Wow. So, yeah, so that's Denzel Washington talking about
deep.
Acting. Yeah, it's, you know what? Denzel Washington's been dropping some knowledge bombs lately. He was talking about the media a while ago. Now he dropped this. This was at a table full of actors. Mel Gibson was there. Mel Gibson's looking rough. I don't know if y'all have seen him.
Oh, yes, he is.
But, he's looking a little bit ISIS. But you know, he says making a movie is a luxury. He used to be a garbage man. But if making a movie is not that big of a deal, let's see how big of a deal the pay has been.
Oh, yeah.
For these top 10 grossing movie actors. According to Forbes magazine, at number 10, raking in $33 million
in
2016. That's number 10.
Yeah.
Is this guy. His name is Shah Rukh Khan. Now, Shah Rukh Khan.
Bollywood.
Yeah, he's from Bollywood.
He?
Okay. Are you guys familiar with Bollywood?
Yeah.
All right, so it's the Indian
Hollywood,
basically.
A lot more music in it, too.
Right.
And dancing.
It's based out of Bombay, just like ours, based out of Los Angeles.
Yeah.
And this dude's a big deal. I mean, bringing in 30, he's the highest ranked Indian actor.
Nice.
At number 9, bringing in also $33 million, Melissa McCarthy.
Not surprised.
Really?
Not surprised. She's been hot this year, hasn't she?
Not surprised.
Well, the past 3 or 4 years now, she's gotten really big.
Yeah, she's she got paid big for Ghostbusters remake.
I think she did a pretty good job in Ghostbusters. Honestly.
I didn't see it. Was it any good?
I mean, it's.
I heard it was one running joke for 2 hours.
Pretty much.
So it's not good.
It was a good joke.
I was really surprised at number 8.
Okay.
Because I haven't heard from this dude in a really long time. This is number 8 was Ben Diesel.
Really?
Ben Diesel.
Triple X coming out, though.
Yeah, 35.
The Return of Xander Cage.
Oh, what about Fast and Furious?
Exactly.
He's still doing all those.
Dude got paid from Furious 8. But not only Furious 8, he's also getting paid. I don't know if you guys knew it, but he is the voice of Groot.
Yeah.
In Guardians of the Galaxy. So
he's
also
paid for just saying, I am Groot.
Yeah. That's literally all he says.
Although, will he be the voice in the second one? Because it's a higher pitch voice now. So he's going to be like, I am Groot.
You know what?
He's going to be adorable.
If I were the producer of that one, I'd get someone else.
Right.
But pay him $30 million.
I can do that.
And number 7, man, a lot of these guys I'm really surprised at because I would consider them slightly old news, but Ben Affleck.
Wow.
At number 7 with $43 million.
You thank Batman for that.
Good with that Gone Girl.
Gone Girl was, I think, I heard The Accountant was great, but
I didn't see that one. Darn.
Yeah, Bill. Will. Will, can I call you Bill now?
If you want to. I might not respond.
Bill Shotwell.
The Violator.
Violator.
You're right. He got paid for Batman. That movie grossed in over $870 million worldwide.
Wow. That's surprising.
And I heard it was garbage.
Yeah, exactly. Neither have I. That's what I'm saying. I heard it was complete garbage.
All right, so I'm going to give you guys a guess. Okay. This is the highest grossing female actor of 2016.
Ooh.
And Will, I'd like for you to guess. She's your girl.
Okay. Jennifer Lawrence.
Lawrence.
I knew he was going to say it.
That's his girl. Mm-hmm. Well, beside Morgan.
Coming in at 46.
She's my fantasy girl.
Yeah. $46
million. Wow. Nice paycheck.
Good for her.
Hunger Games,
basically. Can I gold dig on Jennifer Lawrence?
I don't really care for her, honestly.
Why?
Cool. Good for her.
Just think till Passengers gets done. Ooh, that's going to go up.
So, I've never understood the whole Jennifer Lawrence thing. I always thought she kind of looked a little bit plain, little hometown girlish.
Thank you. That was.
She's the girl next door, bro.
She is the girl next
door. Yeah, everyone wants the girl next door, but she looks a little too next door.
Nah.
Yeah.
All right.
No, I get it. Like Silver Linings playbook, when she's dancing around, you get to see.
Yeah, she's really
good
looking.
She's got some curves in those yoga pants. Mm-hmm. So I'll give you that.
All right. Well, number 5 is maybe the most drunk man in Hollywood. I saw him at the People's Choice Awards, and the guy looked wasted. He's made a life out of his Jack Sparrow character, and that is Johnny Depp, raking in $48 million in 2016.
He probably was intoxicated during that whole thing.
Yeah.
Why is everyone always gone?
Apparently, pirates.
He never left Jack
really
Sparrow.
Embracing the life, but
he's coming
he
back
on
to
his
Jack
wife
Sparrow
or something too. Like,
yeah, they
he's
got a
going
divorce.
Through a dark day.
Yeah.
Yeah, he had to pay her. Actually, says right here, he had to pay her $7 million in a settlement for the divorce.
Oh,
but he's getting paid for the latest Pirates of the Caribbean installment. I guess they're bringing up another one.
They're actually doing 3 more.
So then he's probably embracing the role like he does for every movie he does. So
they're starting another trilogy actually for it. So it's gonna be this one and then 2 more.
Wow. And he also got paid for Alice Through the Looking Glass. They're doing another Alice movie.
Yeah.
So
I didn't like Alice.
Number 4. Still can't believe it. Tom Cruise, $53
really?
Million. Dollars. Tom.
What has
Cruise.
He been in? Oh, Jack Reacher. Reacher.
Yeah. And
oh,
then,
I thought he was getting royalties at this point for Top Gun.
Well, and the way that he had his contract structured for the latest Mission Impossible Rogue Nation,
mm-hmm.
the back end of that pay was actually last year. So he's still getting paid for Mission Impossible.
Wow.
And then the Jack Reacher. Boom.
Good for him, but so, I don't care for him as an actor.
Man, do you guys know that? As his character, Ethan Hunt, in the Mission Impossible series, that series has grossed over $2.8 billion globally.
Not surprised.
Wow.
Yeah, it's insane.
I'm surprised. Yeah, I only watched the first one and then was like, I'm done.
Number three, now we're talking. I can relate to this. We got Matt Damon. Dude's big news, man.
Matt Damon.
Yep. Yeah.
He's upped his acting game, too.
Mm-hmm. He really has. He's gotten a lot better as of lately. Bourne, all the Bourne movies, I'm assuming, are what he's getting paid for.
Yeah,
he's coming out with a new Bourne movie.
He's got one called The Great Wall, and then he got paid for The Martian.
Oh, The Martian. Martian I heard great things one. About it, too. Never yeah. saw it either.
He actually got a Best Actor nod for that one.
Very nice.
He didn't get it. He was nominated.
He played a great role being stuck on Mars.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's a one-man show, almost.
Yeah.
This one is unbelievable. Number
Cast
two.
Away of space.
Jackie Chan.
What?
Jackie Chan.
He's probably been doing a lot of stuff over in China or something like that, though.
I was going to say, yeah, my brother and I were talking about that. He's making movies in Tokyo and mm-hmm. stuff like that.
Is he?
But nothing here. Nothing here in America.
Jackie Chan
since
like Rush Hour 3.
The number two highest grossing actor of 2016, Jackie Chan. I haven't heard of him for forever, but just like you guys said, over in Beijing, he's killing it. He did this thing called The Monkey King. He's... I guess that's a franchise over there. It's a series of movies. And he's just been killing this Monkey King thing. And, yeah, just,
die, Monkey King!
Yeah, I want to see him do another Drunken Master. Or Drunken, whatever that
I
movie
thought they
is.
Already remade Drunken Master. Like, I thought he was in the original, and then they remade it with him in it again.
Oh, I don't know. But
I
like, the
wrong.
Original one was great.
That are basically, you know, make Rush Hour 37.
Right.
Turn
the Karate
into
Kid's the last thing I saw him in, I think.
They should merge Rush Hour with Fast and Furious.
Ooh, that would be awesome.
Fast an hour? No. What would we call that?
An hour fast. Or faster.
This next actor is a man of many talents and avenues in his career. Pulling in $64.5 million, ranking in at number one.
Mickey Rourke.
Forbes magazine's highest grossing actors was Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Really?
I'm not surprised. He did Mona just now.
What's Mona?
Moana. Is it Mona or Moana?
Moana.
That's the Hawaiian animated one.
The Hawaiian Disney movie?
Yeah,
yep. He did that.
He did Fast and Furious.
Fast and Furious.
And the TV shows he's on, too,
Trip
now.
To Rich Mountain. He's in a TV show?
He's on a TV show. I think it's called Baller.
Is it called SmackDown?
No, I wish.
WWE
he's
Raw?
He's actually, in the show, he is an agent for up-and-coming athletes. And he's like their manager, and he's trying to start his own company and blah, 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 blah.
That sounds horrible.
I guess he was getting
it. Was actually really good.
Yeah, also getting paid for this movie called San Andreas
Yeah, that's not the Grand Theft Auto one.
And I guess he structured his contract to get paid up front for this Baywatch remake film that they're doing with him and Zac Efron.
I'm not surprised. Yeah, they're both
Aaron
buff guys.
So, that's not it.
Yeah, $64.5 million.
That is impressive.
Dollars. So are you guys surprised at the pay these actors receive for their work?
Not at all.
You know, no, it doesn't surprise me anymore. We overpay them, obviously.
Yeah, but. I mean, a lot of people like complain about NFL players' salaries.
Yeah.
And so, how is anyone worth?
Yeah,
because I see those memes. I see those memes all the time. Like, oh, someone's paid $20 million a year to throw a football.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my... Military
because we're willing
husband.
To pay them.
Yeah. Well, that's exactly it. It's supply and demand. You know,
you want it.
You get paid
free
what
market.
You're worth and what people are willing to pay for it.
Ooh.
And,
I mean, the NFL is its own industry all in its other. I mean, honestly, it's taken over one of the major religious holidays. I mean, every Sunday, if you're not in church, you're at home watching football.
And then at Christmas,
same thing.
There's always the massive movie release at Christmas time.
There is holiday movies.
Entertainment industry is full of football. It's full of movies. It's full of radio. And today it was full of Zaboys.
It was. And you know what else is entertaining, guys? The Local Lounge with Zach Killian, which is coming up next here on Talk Radio 1190. Tonight, his guest is Wild Bill. So make sure you stick around for that. And keep checking us out at Facebook.
It's Sonar Lights. He just told me. It's Sonar Lights.
Oh, Sonar Lights.
It's a really good band.
Mistake. Ooh,
even better.
DWB approves. That means you really got to check it out. Stick around, guys, for that. And check us out at Zaboys Media on Twitter or Facebook.com/TheBoysMedia Network or TheBoysMedia.com.
Love you, boys, and stay gold, Pony Boy.